Philip Semper-Pierre, these are incurred today's date is 05/16/2022. Dictation is for Ralph Vasquez. Vasquez spells VASQUEZ. Ralph spells RALPH. Date of birth is 06/03/1965. This is a 56-year-old gentleman, here with throat pain, period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 4 days. And it's gotten worse today. He said pain is approximately 6 out of 10 increase with swallowing. He stated his pain is confined to his throat and does not radiate, period. He denies trauma. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports cough. Said cough is productive of green sputum. Occasional clear. Next line. Patient reports back pain. He said pain is in his between his shoulder blade and hurts when he coughs, period. Next paragraph. Patient reports. Next line. Pain and pressure in his sinuses. So this has been going on long before he started having his throat pain, period. So he described pain as his normal sinus headache that he would get. It's not the worst of his life, gradual onset. And next line, reports and green discharge from his nose, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert-oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 94% of room air. Blood pressure 118/76, pulse 94, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. Throat. Erythematous and edematous tonsils. Pharynx. No exudate. Uvula is midline and mobile. It's not erythematous or edematous. No exudate, period. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Palpable anterior lymph nodes. Tender anterior lymph nodes. Next paragraph. Ear. Normal nose congested with green discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. There is mild inspiratory and expiratory wheezes diffusely. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non-tendon organ, no rebound, no guarding. He has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph, neural. Alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor sensory function is normal, mood and affected normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment of gland. Assessment number 1 is acute bronchitis. Assessment number 2 is acute sinusitis. Assessment number 3 is acute pharyngitis. Assessment number 4 is cough. Assessment number 5 is myalgia. Assessment number 6 is cervical lymphadenopathy, period. In the clinic today, we did the following tests. Strep and flu A and B. Both studies, strep, flu A and B, were negative, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following in the clinic today. Small PFT, which revealed mild restrictive pattern. A nebulizer, Atrovent and albuterol. A flu test was done. Flu test was negative. Strep test was done. Strep was negative. He received the following medication: Rocephin, 1 gram IM. Dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. He was observed in the clinic for an additional 20 minutes, during which time he reports no side effects from the medication, and said he's beginning to feel a little better. Period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication. Rivent, 6 milligrams, 1 POTID for 30 days. Next medication, moxifloxacin, 400 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 5 days. No refills. Next medication, Teslon, 100 milligrams, 1 POTID for 10 days. Number 30, next medication, XYZ mouthwash. He will gargle 20 mils every morning and spit out. Next paragraph. Patient was advised to increase fluids, strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room if his symptoms get worse, and he returns here and we are not in the office, period. Says he understands and will comply, end of dictation. Patient was also given a work excuse to return to work on 5/19/2022, end of dictation.